Welcome to the Create the Movement podcast, where Brad Post, author of The Online Marketing Movement, and Adam Colbert, author of Rocket Your Marketing, join forces to bring you the latest insights and strategies in the world of online marketing. Let's get started.
All right. Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. This is season two, episode one. We've taken a long break, but I'm here with my business partner, Adam Colbert. Adam, how are you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Glad to be back in the studio podcast with you, or in separate places, I guess. But yeah, if you want, I'd like for you to go ahead, Adam, and kind of share your story, how you got into digital marketing.
Oh man. All right. Yeah, I can do that. So yeah, Brad, so we've been working together for 6 years. I don't remember when the podcast went away. When did it stop? Because I remember we did one together, but when did it stop?
I think it was 2017.
17. That sounds about so. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we talked about like cold emailing and stuff.
Yes. Yes. So,
yes. All right. Yeah. So just some background. I worked in the corporate world for years in doing sales, like territory sales, traveling around the country, selling services, B2B. Ultimately got tired of the travel, figured out that if I'm selling these services, if I'm selling B2B, I can probably just do it for myself and find a service to sell instead of being a cog in the corporate wheel. Mm-hmm. So I just sort of settled on digital marketing. At the time it was SEO, and just kind of went, I decided to target vape shops, which was in hindsight, a very poor decision. They don't have a lot of money. But yeah. And then we linked up via one of your guys, one of your employees. I think his name was David, maybe. Was it David?
Yeah, David. And then Josh. I think Josh was another guy that had connected with you.
Yeah, it was cool, man. We were doing like automated link building back then with RankerX and
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. We talked, they were pretty cool. I like those guys.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, we started working together about 6 years ago. I think you started helping out, some of our team at that time. And, we were kind of going through a transition at the time, Create the Movement was. And I think we were actually working in our downtown office. And then we started going remote and working remotely. And then we just kind of had a difference of team members and changes of things. And I think you and I just kind of stayed connected through that. And then we just started talking about taking clients on together.
Remember we did that thing where, like, we did I don't remember our first client together. It might have been was it roofing?
I think it was a roofing
client. Yeah, and we used to do the cold emailing. We used to like scrape lists of dentists and roofers and just blast cold email and then get the leads and you would sell them. I guess as we started kind of moving forward, we started like actually advertising, which has been really, the leads are much better.
It was kind of neat how you and I connected. And let's kind of go off of that. I think, you know, as long as we've been working together, we kind of, I mean, in a general overall, we've kind of split everything, you know, 50-50, income, expenses for the most part. There's, you know, some additional expenses that you have that we don't split. There's some additional expenses I have that we don't split, but we're in the process now of combining, making it official. I don't know.
Facebook official.
Yeah. Kind of moving forward with the process as far as, being legitimate partners. We've always had kind of a gentleman's agreement, in writing on what we're doing, and it's been fun, man. I think one neat thing about Adam and I that I'd like to share to our listeners is I'm in Tulsa or Bixby, Oklahoma, and Adam is in Denver, Colorado. We've been working together, becoming best friends and business partners at the same time, and we've never met in person yet. Which will change soon. So
yeah, man, we keep saying it, but we had the COVID and all that. And like, dude, that's crazy. You can build a multi-million dollar business with somebody and not trust them enough to like and just not having like actually met in person.
Yeah, that's right. Cause you were traveling a little bit before, you know, you were working with another agency, I think at the time when you and I started working together, and you were having to travel to LA, like seemed like once a month or often.
Yeah.
And I think you were planning to come to Tulsa, and then, yeah, that's when COVID hit, right? Like we were, and when COVID hit us, man, we had, it was probably a 2 to 3 week basis where we lost about $25,000 a month in clients together. Right, Adam?
Yeah. $25K a month in recurring revenue. Just,
yeah, just canceled. You know, our clients, you know, usually we do a 90-day agreement and then they're month to month after that. And these clients were on the month to month. And a lot of them were dentists at the time. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't advertise because they couldn't even see patients. I remember Monday, it was a Monday morning. I think you built a website over the weekend and you're like, hey, Brad, look at what I built us or something like that. You know, I felt like, I just felt happy that I was included into it because you kind of did, you know, built the website, found the product. And then, you know, you're like, check this out. Next thing I know, I'm going on AliExpress and ordering like 10 of these UV sanitizing wands per day. You know, it got up to a lot more.
Well, we just had to pivot. It was like, I can't remember how I thought. I don't even remember how I thought of it, but yeah, dude, I mean, I would always include you. I mean, I just thought it'd be cool. Cause we balance each other out, you know, like you can definitely, you're definitely way more organized. You stay on task. And I tend to kind of just go off on a tangent or go off kind of and like, you know, just don't get shit done generally. But it's good to have that balance. And we found these UV sanitizing wands right at the start of COVID. Everyone was freaking out.
Yeah.
Like it was just the perfect product. And
dude, it really was.
What did we do? Like who would, I don't even remember. What did we start on Facebook?
Yeah, we started on Facebook ads. And then we started doing Google ads. I'd say we sold probably about $750,000 gross of those things. Now, again, that's not profit. Adam and I didn't split that 50-50. Obviously there were ad, you know, but we got to where we were spending, it was probably $5,000 a day, on ads, right? But between Facebook and Google.
Yeah. And then we found out, we were like, oh shit, we can make money with this.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, let's find. And what was the next? The next one was the meth teeth.
Veneers. Yeah. Veneers. That's what they were. Oh man, that was a terrible product.
I want to tell our listeners, dude, hold on. I want to tell our listeners, like, so we were selling. So when we get a return, we started these e-commerce brands, making some money, doing good, wanted to find another product. I found veneers. And because, you know, Brad handles the books and does the finance, he also ends up handling the returns. So what ended up happening was Brad was getting used teeth in the mail. We used to call them meth teeth because that's what we called them. Yeah. But, $60 for veneers. Those were terrible. We stopped selling the product just because it just wasn't a good product to sell.
Remember opening up the first couple of returns going, man, Adam, this product is terrible. It's like vampire teeth, like you'd get for Halloween. I felt so bad about that product and quickly shut that down, just realizing it was a terrible product, you know, because we were ordering stuff from China, shipping it in. I mean, I got to the point, when we were going full blown, I would go, you know, to the post office and I'd have to take laundry baskets, multiple laundry baskets, because I'd go in there and have like 20 to 30 returns on stuff. Post office knew me by name. It was a pretty large post office too. But yeah, I would go and get all the returns and process all those. And man, we had some issues with that. We had ad accounts shut down. We had issues with Stripe as far as customers disputing stuff. We had to end up hiring 2 full-time customer service reps to help run the business.
Yeah.
And you know, at the same time we were doing some, you know, digital marketing. We had a few clients still, you know, paying for services, not, you know, not a large amount, but yeah, yeah, it was kind of a side hustle plus like it you know, with us losing that many clients, it was a full-time gig.
I mean, yeah, side hustle, but like, I think our best month, our personal net income, I could be wrong, but I think just on the e-commerce, our best month where our own personal take-home pay was each like 22,000, or maybe it was a little higher, but I remember a month where we each got paid out like 22,000 after expenses, that was when we were doing the cellulite. Fill our listeners in, once we were running the UV lights, we were running the meth teeth, but then we stopped running those cause they sucked. Mm-hmm. But, then we started, promoting a cellulite removal product, which is, it's an ultrasonic cavitation device. And that was when we really started crushing. I mean, we were crushing with the UV wands, but the cellulite device, I mean, we iterated that brand, I think, three times because we getting ad accounts shut down. Yeah. I think if I recall correctly, we said it has about a 6-month shelf life on Facebook before Facebook decides not to take our money. And then, so our objective during that time was just how can we spend as much money as possible, as quickly as possible, because they were selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
And,
And our ad spend got up to so much that I was, you know, we got a Capital One credit card. We create a business out of this. Like, I think we started selling and like a month later we were like, man, we need to be legit. So we created an LLC, out of this, you know, signed operating agreements, all that type of stuff, legitimately, you know, got a tax ID number and all that stuff, had to get an accountant involved. We had to get business credit cards. And I remember just going in every day trying to pay down the, you know, it was a Capital One credit card. I tried to pay it down as much as I could because they wouldn't give us a high balance. I don't know. We were a new business, so they wouldn't give us a really high balance. And so, you know, having to go in and pay it off every day, we had to use our personal credit cards for that as well, in the beginning. It was definitely, you know, a fun time, fun, exciting time. But I think that also helped us to realize, and I think it's helped us in our business now, is that, you know, we don't just, you know, sell what we do. We actually do what we do, meaning we don't just sell people on Facebook advertising or sell people on Google ads. Like, we're actually doing it for our business too, you know, and we've done it for business of ours. So, you know, it's not like, you know,
that's a good point, man. Yeah. Not to cut you off, but like, so if you get these, I mean, I'm going to talk some smack, but like, some of these agencies, you could go hire an agency and like, yeah, they'll make your Facebook ads. They'll put, you know, 10 ads a month on Facebook, but are they really like, first of all, they're not doing it themselves. They don't own an e-commerce company. They're not also in the space. They're going to make you 10 ads a month, you know, for better or worse, let them run. And I think with us, why we're so successful in that vertical is just because we're doing it ourselves, whether it's our own products that we're doing or, and we do performance marketing too. So that's a whole nother episode probably, but we're literally doing it ourselves. Like, the same ad buyer that's working with our clients is the same ad buyer that's doing it, that we trust our money to, our full-time media buyer. It's like, I don't know. I could go on forever about that, but.
But yeah, again, it's just, you know, you're right. A lot of agencies out there that don't run Google ads for themselves, but they sell Google ads, you know, they
don't all suck. Some out there that do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that really helped us to, you know, once the economy started picking back up, once, you know, people could go back to see their dentist and whatnot, we started really kind of growing from there, you know, as far as adding new team members. We brought on account managers, client facing account managers, because we got to a point where you and I were selling so much, taking on so many clients, that it was really hard for us to account manage, you know, and be able to run the business. It was really hard for me to account manage and then go and sell, you know, clients. So
churn, or just even like providing good service, right? Like, if like, we could sure we could account manage ourselves. We could do that. We could do it ourselves. Probably not. Well, we certainly couldn't do it ourselves now, but like back then it got to the point where I think we just had to make a decision. Do we want to give people mediocre service, or do we want to give them really good service? And I think it boiled down to the churn, because there was a period of time where we were really focused on retention and, you know, what's our average retention rate? Are people sticking, or like, you know, when we acquire a client, are they sticking?
Right.
And I think it boiled down to like, we just need to make sure that clients always have somebody to talk to. And if something goes wrong, like someone's always going to be there or be advocating for the client. And I think as we grow, it's like, it's just in the agency world, I think it's good to have, we tell our account managers, you're the client's advocate. So regardless of anything, always be advocating for that client. So there should be like a push and pull, like try to get your client more.
Yeah.
And anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was good. It is good. Here we are, Create the Movement's been in business for 10 years. I know you've been doing this for what, eight years, Adam, or,
About 8 years.
With Rocket 31. And now we're moving together forward with Create the Movement, which is exciting. We've brought on new sales team, brought on account managers. It's really helped us to be able to kind of look at the big picture of our business as well, because I remember when we first started doing it, and I was selling and you were implementing running Facebook ads. And then we would have calls with clients like every week. And it was like 5 to 10 client calls, like hour long calls, right? Every week, these are 10 hours a week that we're talking to clients, and, you're unable to run their ads, or not necessarily unable to run it, but just like having to work super long hours, working weekends, and then the same with the sales end, just trying to manage all the leads that we were getting as well, trying to bring on more clients, but also managing them.
And the client calls create a and if any agency owners are listening, you probably know, every time you get on the phone with a client, normally you're getting a deliverable, you're getting a task, right? Whether it's just to follow up or whether it's to do something, like you're not done after the call, because they're asking questions. You got to figure stuff out. You got to like follow up, I guess. So it's just, it was tough, dude, getting on all those calls every week. And, thankfully we have account managers and they're really good at their job.
Yeah. We decided that about what, 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, that we were going to bring on account managers and kind of started interviewing people. I think that's kind of, that's what's helped us grow lately, is having those account managers. So being able to make sure that as we're bringing on new clients, they're being taken care of. Bring on more ad buyers too. You're not the one doing the ad buying, We've got ad buyers on our team, website designers that help. And now we're like in the past, probably what, 4 or 5 months, Adam, we started bringing on salespeople as well. So kind of growing the sales end of the business to help us increase. At the same time, making sure too that our team is trained and knows what they're doing. And now it feels like we're in a really good spot. And we've had a lot of growth over the past 2 years, ever since we started doing that. So it's like kind of COVID helped us to stay in the same realm of business, through e-commerce and running ads, doing the stuff that we know how to do. We were having to talk to people on the phone, like you and I would field calls from clients. We sold to large hotels. We sold to large cruise ships. It was just kind of putting on a different hat during COVID. And then we were like, hey, well, let's start doing this for our business. Let's start offering this service. And now it's been exciting to see brands grow, see them scale, getting emails from clients that are like, you guys exploded our business. It's, we're so thankful.
Yeah, that feels good. And like with, I guess just tying it all back together, like the e-commerce was almost the catalyst, because once we started, I feel like once we started doing that, we changed our focus from everything. I mean, we still offer like every marketing service, but our main focus is social, paid social, like social media advertising. And that was like the catalyst. And we, dude, I remember just one of our clients, the one you're referring to, the email said, oh, you guys are so great. They've been with us. They were like the third, I don't remember how many clients they were, but they were like maybe the third client we took on when we started really promoting Facebook ads as a service.
Right.
You know, 3 years ago, probably they've been with us.
Yep.
Well, and then the funny story is when we first met them and started working with them, one of their partners, one of the business owners was like, we had a little conference. We were like kind of butting heads with him because he's very direct. And now we're like BFFs with him. He's super chill and we're making him money, obviously, but he's a good dude, you know, at the end of the day. So
That was at the end of 2020. So COVID happened, you know, and we did the e-commerce businesses. And then at the end of 2020, that's when we started bringing on those Facebook ads clients, right? So that's when we started. I mean, we were basically running Facebook ads and Google ads for Facebook ad clients, right? And that's how we would get our leads. And usually, you know, the process of sales, if you don't mind me going into that, Adam, is, you know, I'd get them on the phone. You know, I'd explain, you know, what I'd learned through Facebook advertising over the past 5 years and how we can help their business. And then if there was a client that, you know, had some pretty technical questions, some strategy questions, specific strategy questions, that type of stuff, I'd invite you into the call, as well. And then you and I would have a conversation with those clients and then close them. And then we'd have to have weekly calls with them after that until we got our account managers.
How we still get our clients is through paid ads.
Like absolutely.
I think that that's the number one game changer. I think that us deciding to take the leap and run ads for our own business, because how many agencies out there are not advertising? Like they offer it as a service.
Yeah.
But like how many of them just don't even advertise their own business? They're always like, well, if maybe I get some referrals, or maybe, you know, maybe if I send 1,000 emails a day, I'll get clients. But like, dude, advertising is like the game changer.
It really is. And we can even go back, because not to disclose how much we were spending, or how much we are spending or have been spending, but you know, I did the math on it, and we were getting a 3x return
on
our ads, you know.
In month one, though, that's like do it over three. I mean, we're like projecting it over 3 months. It's like an 8x.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, if I just look at their month one, you're right. It was a 3x. But then, you know, get them in a 90-day agreement, and they stay with us for, you know, however, you know, for years. It's huge. So that's, I mean, that, you know, kind of maybe the whole point of this podcast is, if you're in business, and you're not running ads to get new clients, sell your products, you need to today, right? I don't think there'd be any way for us to have this growth, be able to sell those products without running ads.
Go ahead. Sorry.
We did some SEO work too here and there, you know, and we do SEO work on our clients, but, you know, I feel like, it's a game changer when you start investing in your business. You're like, okay, this is how much I'm going to spend, you know, on ads. And then
for better or worse, like just spend the money, figure it out. Like if you're going to run ads, don't be like you got to be a penny pincher to some degree. Mm-hmm. You can't overspend, right? But like, if you're going to hire an agency to run your ads, give them their budget and do it for better or worse. Don't be calling them every day like, hey, yesterday was slow. Don't do that. Just let them work. Let them, let the process happen. And if they suck, you know, obviously fire them. But just be okay with spending the money. I think that was where we, I think, or at least myself personally, that's where I was like, initially when we started spending big dollars, that's where I was like struck, like, oh my God, we spent $7,000 yesterday. Holy cow. And it was like, that was hard for me to go from, to deal with the larger numbers, I think.
Yeah. Well, it was extremely difficult on my side because I was kind of the financial guy, right? I was the guy going in paying off the credit card. And I'm like, Adam, we had it to where our credit card was maxed out, and it was only maxed out because of our limit. Like, we would go in, I think our limit was $6,000 or $5,500, but we would spend that in a day on ads. And so we'd have to go pay it off. And usually there's a day in between. So yeah, you and I had to start throwing in our, talking about the e-commerce business, yeah. It was big, but I think it helped me in a sales perspective to, prior to us really doing that, it was trying to sell someone on spending $10,000 a month on ads was kind of big. And there, a lot of people are like $10,000 a month, but if you can bring back 30,000 or 40,000 or 50,000 in sales based off that $10,000 ad spend, it's totally worth it. Being able to talk to potential clients and to explain to them, hey, we do this ourselves. We know what we're doing. We're extremely efficient with clients' spend as well, right?
Yeah. We are. And look, I think what you said about we don't have that problem anymore. We got cards with we have no limit credit cards now,
right.
But back then it was it was a crunch. But what was I going to say? If you're a business and you're not using paid ads to get customers, you're just doing it wrong. Unless you just don't have unless you're just in such a niche business that you can't advertise, which is few and far between.
Yeah.
But if you're not using paid traffic to get customers, whether you hire us or somebody else, don't hire whoever you want, but
right.
Do it. Don't delay any longer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I think, one thing I was just going to mention is, in the upcoming series of podcasts that we'll be doing, we'll be talking more about strategy, on different accounts. And, and we're actually planning on interviewing some of our existing clients and other business owners in the industry. Definitely stay tuned to the continued recording of the continued podcast.
I want to tease it real quick. Yeah. So we have a client who is a former professional comedian. He's not like Chris Tucker or and one of those, but he's pretty well known. And he went from being a comedian to selling hemorrhoid pills. So he's he went from a comedy dude making his living through comedy, selling hemorrhoid,
traveling all over too, right? Like he was traveling comedian. He wasn't just to go up to your bar on the corner. He would travel, go to Vegas, big places, right?
Oh yeah. He made some, he made his money being a comic, and and then he started a startup selling hemorrhoid supplements. And then he's doing other stuff too. But anyway, he's going to be on here.
Yep.
So I'll just tease that a little bit. He's going to talk about e-commerce growth and from the standpoint of a business owner who's started a small supplement company and took it to a multi-million-dollar supplement company, obviously with our help via the paid ads. But who else do we have, Brad? Without naming names,
we've got the magnesium supplement. I'm trying to think of the list. I should have had that in front of me, but yeah,
we'll company.
Yeah, definitely talk to other company business owners about their strategies and how well they've done. I look forward to doing this with you, Adam.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, stay tuned for episode 2 of Create the Movement podcast. I'm Brad and this is Adam, and you guys have a good day.
Later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us now at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.